A couple of segments ago, we talked about Michael Irvin appearing on the cover of Out magazine. Very provocative photo. He's shirtless, pulling down the front of his pants, wearing shoulder pads. And he talks about his gay brother, Vaughn, who passed away a few years ago, his tolerance for the gay society, and he says that the black society should be more accepting of the gay society.
The black society.
The black culture should be more accepting of the gay culture. It was a pretty interesting and revealing article, and Michael Irvin joins us now on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket to talk about that and other issues. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, no, who's this?
Who is this?
I'm just joking with that boy.
Oh, you were doing a little funny.
I just wanted you guys to know it's a very serious subject.
It's very serious what?
Subject.
Yeah, okay. Subject.
I shouldn't be joking about it.
Right. No.
Good morning. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good
morning. So why did...
I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt the warm-up there.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a big step for you to appear on the cover of a gay magazine.
Do you like that picture in the magazine, Gordo?
Well, I don't know about if I liked it. I guess it was well done.
With my pants pulled down and my belt buckle undone.
Why are you laughing
about it? That was for you, Gordo.
That was waiting for me.
Let's bring back down now. Well, let's bring back down. It's very serious.
Yes.
Talk about my brother and what he went through. That was hard. To talk about that.
It was who-odd.
What? Anyway, you're going to see me on cover of a lot of magazines.
Really?
Oh, you've got other magazines that you're going to appear on the cover of.
I don't think it's going to be Sports Illustrated, you know, because I'm not playing anymore.
Right.
But I think next month, you'll see me on the cover of Transgender Bird Dog.
Transgendered Bird Dog.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a magazine called that.
I see. What else? September.
So wait, you're just trying to hit all these different demographics or
every
something?
Demographic. Every demographic. To hit home with people about what's going on.
Yeah.
Out there. September rolls around. I think you're going to see me on FWAP magazine.
I'm sorry?
FWAP magazine.
What?
Wait, how do you spell that?
Don't be a picture of me from behind this time and the hole burned through my jeans. That's going to be a FWAT magazine.
Hey, now, spell that again. It's F-W what?
No, F-A-R-T. FWAT.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Also in September, Poodle Breeders Association magazine.
Poodle Breeders Association.
Yeah, they want me to do a photo shoot.
Why?
It sounds like you're saying yes to everyone.
Daughters of the Confederacy Quarterly.
Now, why would you appear on that?
Because we're trying to hit every demographic.
Yes. Okay.
Every demographic. It's important. Let's see. Blacktail. Mocha Mams. Going to be a cover of me, Larry Allen, and Lena Davis. No.
Oh.
Bring it back down.
Oh.
Don't start laughing.
Okay.
Now I have a question for you, Michael.
Okay.
You mentioned
shoot straight with you.
You mentioned in the article about that perhaps you did so much womanizing because you saw your brother Vaughn cross dressing.
Yeah.
And you were wondering if you had any gayness in you, and that's maybe why you compensated by womanizing.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. And
have you ever thought that you might be gay?
There were some times when I thought I may have been. One time I was driving through the Dub, the Dallas Fort Worth, and I was driving in the morning to get some coffee, and I found myself listening to Kid Craddock, and I thought, I must be gay.
Oh,
so I turned it over to the morning muses.
Good.
There were some other times I found just randomly downloading ABBA and Bruno Mars. I thought something might have been wrong.
Okay.
You know, if I was doing that. And also the first time I saw Deuce Deuce Care to Football. I said, I love that man. Deuce Deuce, he's catch 22, and no one caught him yet.
Yeah, there you go. You love him.
And then one time I had sex with a guy. I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
Okay. I was like,
winding you up.
Whoa.
Winding you up. No, we just messed around. But, you know, I think it's important that, you know, guys like me come out, get on cover of a magazine, whether it be Poodle Association, whether it be Fuad Magazine, mm-hmm. or in this case, Out Magazine, and tell their stories.
Okay, mm-hmm. fair enough.
That's good. Know.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for your courage, Michael.
Okay, you guys stay hard.
Okay. There he goes.
All right, bring back down.
Oh, okay, one more time.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
There goes Michael Irvin. It's 848 on Sports Radio 13.